Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Beat me up on the mamas of all mama shit.
Hey, I'm looking through my telescope and I see a mothership. Is that you? Beam me up.
Hey, DA, I'm thirsty, man. Could you beam me up for a cold one?
Hey, DA, what's going on, baby? Stop me off and beam me up.
DA, what's the silly old permission to get in that mothership?
Is my window seat still available? Beam me up.
What's going on, DA? Hey, man, I need you to do me a huge favor. My coworker's a jerk. Oh, just beam me up, man.
Get beamed up. Everyone else has. It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey! Happy Wednesday to you! It's a Trash Tuesday. It's Mraz, it's Bogish. In for DA. Don't we see all... No, it's just Mraz and Bogish. It's the DA show. In for DA. We're all on the show here. It's just DA's out. Pete's here. EJ's here. Patty Boyle's on the updates as well. We got trashes to read at Mraz CBS at Andrew Bogish. Yes, Cap, I'm using the company-provided laptop. All right, now let's talk the king, LeBron James. Last night, the Lakers obviously get swept. If you're just waking up, Nuggets win 113-111. Just an unbelievable move to the basket by Jokic late. LeBron has another frantic final shot blocked that manages to stay in bounds, but LeBron becomes the oldest player to ever score 40 points in a playoff game, by the way. His team does get eliminated. Oh, Pete's going to kill me. I'm going to pull a DA here for a second. Do we have the LeBron postgame?
Boyle played it, so it's in there.
It's definitely in there. This is, yeah. I just spent 5 minutes taking wiffle ball swings in the break. I could have alerted Pete, but I didn't. LeBron James said something really interesting after the game that obviously, you know, when we go to bed, we're not up watching the postgame. It was one of those, on my ride in this morning, I went, no, he didn't say that. Yes, LeBron James on his future. Let's hear what he had to say.
We'll see what happens going forward. But I don't know. I got a lot to think about, to be honest. And just for me personally, going forward with the game of basketball, got a lot to think about.
Huh. And that also came, EJ, you might know best, that was not the question. The question was not like, could you retire? Like, this was just him at the, it's the last thing he said. It just came out basically unprompted. He threw that out there for kind of, you know, quote unquote, no reason.
All right. So there's a couple different ways, which is the crutch we will all say, a couple different ways to break this down or think about this. LeBron James saying he's going to take time to think about his future. Now, we have been told almost to the point that it made me double back and think about whether we just all made this up or it's really a real thing, that LeBron would like to and has this dream of playing with his son, Bronny, in the NBA. But LeBron has talked about this in the past, that would be a dream come true. Now, we also took him saying that as a dream come true as that's definitely what's going to happen, I think, all along. And I think at the core, LeBron, of course, that'd probably be every dad's dream if you played in the NBA and your son was good enough to play with him. So I can't fault him for that. But nonetheless, this does strike me as pretty alarming because I think for the first time ever, we're getting acknowledgement that the end is truly near. Now, we might know that because LeBron's getting older, but LeBron is certainly thinking about it. And throughout this postseason, LeBron James, who once prided himself as basically deleting all the social media in the playoffs, no distractions, all playoffs all the time, well, life is now getting in the way with LeBron a little bit. Now, he was still great. I mean, he scores 40 points last night, so I'm not trying to act like LeBron has been distracted, but, you know, whether it's meeting with Andy Enfield, commenting openly about going to USC. His son going to USC. His other son transferring high schools. LeBron feels like he's got a lot going on at home as his kids are getting older right now. And you can't tell me that he was as locked in on days off during the playoffs as he's typically been. But I think LeBron sees at this age, this is now not the young LeBron getting swept. This is LeBron after all these championships getting swept in a conference final to, I mean, let's be honest, Jokic was the better, more freak athletic player on the court for this whole series. LeBron James is no longer the greatest player in basketball. He's still highly, highly great for his age. I mean, he scored 40 points, so it's pretty damn good. But LeBron James was a cut above in a class of his own, and the class has kind of passed him. I think that LeBron is thinking about his future. I don't think LeBron is being disingenuous. I think that LeBron will take a couple deep breaths and realize, remember, he has 2 years left, the second year being a player option. So even if he wanted to play with Bronny James, he must complete one more year with the Lakers before doing anything. Now, we're still, what, 2 years away from seeing Bronny at this point? I think 2024, 2025.
Right, so he could be in the next NBA draft.
Right.
He goes to 1 year of college. He could be in next year's draft, which is, the 2024 draft.
Which is why I think it's probably paramount that LeBron does play next year to make sure he has the freedom and the Lakers don't have to hold whatever team over a barrel. Because remember, if you're going to trade for LeBron at that age and the Lakers play hardball, they probably won't. But you're not going to give up your first-round pick because that's probably Bronny James or whatnot. So I think LeBron probably comes back, finishes out the year, and has the freedom. That was the way it was always aligned. But, you know, Jordan stepped away before coming back with the Wizards. Guys can take a breather. Would it stun me? Maybe it wouldn't. Would it stun you, Bogues, if LeBron said, you know what? I'm retiring, but then we found out a year later he's coming out of retirement to play with Bronny, and then the logistics of working out some kind of compensation for the Lakers kind of work itself out. I guess it wouldn't shock me. He kind of recharges the batteries for a year, takes some time, goes to games at USC, watches Bronny. I don't know that that would incredibly shock me if that was the route he went, but I don't think LeBron James is done playing basketball because I think he's going to want to play with his son still.
So I don't think LeBron is retiring. I think LeBron understands where he is. Fine. I mean, it's ridiculous that it's taken him to be 38 and played like almost 70,000 minutes to even have these thoughts. And he also said last night, I'm still better than 90-95% of the NBA, and that's not wrong either.
Yeah, hard to argue. Again, he scored 40 points last night, and he was the best player on the Lakers throughout the whole year.
So I think the comments last night are mostly about just right after your season ends being disappointed. He's playing through a foot injury, a little broken down. It absolutely has got some power play mixed in, like, hey, Lakers, I don't have to be here next year. I could just go home. Like, if I want Anthony Davis out or I want Kyrie here.
That Kyrie thing's the other element. Right.
You got to make this happen. But I also wonder, too, and I just pulled it back up in front of me now. You know, it took a while for Bronny to get high in the high school recruit rankings. And a mock draft I have in front of me has him as the third to last pick in round one of the next NBA draft.
There you go.
I'm just wondering if also, it's fun to say it as he's growing up, but now that it's like reality-ish, I wonder if LeBron is looking around and going, maybe he's not in the NBA at the first chance I thought. So now it's not one more year. Now it's two. Now this goal is farther away and I'm freaking tired. Like, so I there's a lot of things in play here, but I think it's mostly just about a little push towards the Lakers and a little whining, griping as the season ends.
So overall, I completely agree with you. That is, my gut tells me that. All I'm saying is I wouldn't necessarily be surprised if he took a year breather. But you, I think, just hit on the most perfect thing that, because there hasn't been a need for us to pay attention yet, and now we will pay attention, A, because LeBron has said this, B, because Bronny's finally going to USC, something that's pretty important, and that is, are we for sure that Bronny James is good enough to play in the NBA?
So I think he's an NBA player. It's just, how does he get into the NBA, and might he need a second year at USC to really max out his potential?
And without a deep dive into this, many of us, because, come on, there's only so much sports we could follow. You hear Bronny James, you hear the hype, it's LeBron's son, you hear LeBron talk about playing with this kid. I think that the most casual observer probably would have assumed, oh, Bronny James is this highly recruited member. It was a big deal when he just signed on with USC last week. He's going to end up like a top 10 pick. But that's actually not how he's projected right now. at all. He's not projected to be the next LeBron or the number one pick in the NBA draft or anything like that. That is not his trajectory right now. So you're right. It might be best for his son. And LeBron, look, your job as a father is to do what's best for your son, right? It might be best for him to continue to stay and grow and learn the college game. Because you know what also? You know, the name Bronny James, that's a lot of pressure if you come out a year too early to really have a successful future and a successful game. And LeBron has to know that. LeBron's not an idiot to know that. I mean, Bronny James, in theory, could be a guy who's best suited playing all 4 years at USC. And what is more important to LeBron? Rushing his son into the NBA so to make sure that he lives out his dream? Or making sure that his son's dream, if it is his dream to play in the NBA, is actually fulfilled to its best of its ability by being actually ready to enter the NBA? And I think maybe behind the scenes, LeBron does know that, is acknowledging that, and that maybe is why he's at least thinking about the future, because that dream he had may not be as attainable as we thought 4 years ago. And also with that, LeBronny might need more season, might need all of that, and you're talking about the end of the first round. There's also a chance Bronny James goes to USC. And look, we've seen this. Just, it doesn't carry over to the next level in college now. Maybe he never becomes a great true NBA prospect. I mean, Bogues, how many guys have we watched? And you follow college basketball more closely than I think any of us on the show. We get to the tournament. There's always these stars on these college basketball teams. And then how many of them you find out, oh yeah, no, they're not close to being an NBA pick. No, they're not actually an NBA player. It happens all the time. Where the best guys in college, you find out, well, no scout thinks they're good enough, and maybe we can't put a tangible evidence on it. So it's also very possible Bronny James goes to USC, is very mediocre, and actually isn't an NBA player either. And LeBron has to think about all of this. But I think, man, your best interest is looking out for your son. Your son's best interest probably isn't you playing with him in 2 years in the NBA.
Right, and he's a project, again, and then we're 13 months away from this draft even happening, and he can go up and down, but at the moment, he's the end of the first round projection, what I think is a weak draft.
Yeah.
So that means in a better draft, he's not in the first round. So that could absolutely be part of LeBron realizing that this is not going to line up the way he thought it was going to line up. But I still don't think that he retires. Could he go like, hey, I'll see you guys January 1, and he starts the season late instead of load managing throughout the whole season?
But
does he join them January 1 and Kyrie carries the load until then? I think that's more in play.
I mean, it's very easy to say that and look back at LeBron and the Lakers making the West Final. Do we forget where we were with the Lakers in this loaded Western Conference? The Lakers are not good enough for LeBron James to wait till January 1st to start playing basketball.
And on that point, too, with how good the West is and LeBron just having been swept, remember, LeBron in March tweeted that Bronny he felt was better than some NBA players. He tweeted,
good point.
Bronny definitely better than some these cats I've been watching on the League Pass today. Ish is lightweight, hilarious. And then he had four sideways emojis. Now, I wonder, he plays against a Denver Nuggets team that you heard in the cold open had length, had depth, had size, had skill. And maybe now he's looking and saying, I don't know if my son's ready to see these monsters
that's
that I just
point.
Faced.
EJ, that's a great point. A little dose of reality of what the real NBA is and not what you're sitting back on March and watching. You know, let's be fair. A lot of these teams you roll in on, he might say that playing, you know, insert crappy Blazers here at that point.
Right.
Either way, it's fascinating to hear him acknowledge it, just as it was fascinating to hear Aaron Rodgers talk about how he was 90% retired.
Yeah.
It was fascinating when Brady kind of went back and forth retirement. We're always shocked to see kind of the end of the era for these guys, but the end is near one way or not for LeBron. I think he will play, but I don't feel confident about the dream of LeBron playing with his son being the reality more than it is a nice idea.
I also think LeBron, and we haven't hung out in a while, but he pegs me as a guy that would want the farewell tour, that he wouldn't retire without us knowing it. Like, he'd want to go into cities and have them give him rocking chairs.
Which is why I think if he retired, it'd be a fake retirement. I think he'd come back. I could see him taking a year.
Okay, now that's interesting. I don't know.
And don't tell me it would affect his legacy. Brady, nobody cares.
No, not affect his legacy. While I think he'd want to be celebrated in every road city he went to, and he'd want to be like, this is my last, like, he'd want to play up the, I think once he's out, He might stay longer than he should, but I don't, and he would, he'd go, I'm not playing this year, I'll see you next year. I don't think he would retire, unretire like Brady. I think he could stay long to try to get to Bronny or whatever, but I think once he's out, he's out. But he wants to enjoy the way out.
Jordan retired, then came back.
Yeah, but those guys are still not the norm.
I guess my point is,
and you're talking about Jordan leaving, come back as a Wizard.
Yeah.
Okay, but that's a different scenario.
Look, nobody's scenario is exactly the same. But look, if he still feels he could play, he sits out. The easy sell when you come back from retiring is, look, I missed the game. I still feel good. I recharge my battery. And then, nobody will give him a hard time. I will let you know when I'm officially retiring. My point is, we don't look twice anymore at athletes that do this. And it has happened now multiple times with star athletes. It started with the Brett Favre nonsense. Now, maybe, Favre ultimately didn't sit out a year, and even Brady didn't sit out a year, but...
Right. No, and Rodgers only talked about it. Like, guys have used it as a negotiating ploy.
Yeah.
So you're like, I don't have to do this. Maybe I don't want to do it, so somebody be nice to me and tell me why I should come back and play. We've seen plenty of guys do that. But, like, officially saying I'm done and then coming back is not the normal course of action.
Yeah, I get that it's not normal. I just think LeBron is at a stage of his career where nobody will kill him if he does. But interesting, he's just the fact that he's acknowledging this now, after scoring 40 points in a game like that. I put it this way, I would much rather him retire for a year and then come back recharging the batteries than him saying that being a message that he wants Kyrie Irving in L.A. It would make me feel better.
I mean, he wants Kyrie in L.A. Kyrie was physically in L.A. last night. I might as well just get a locker joke at this point.
What a joke. By the way, Green Bay Gobbler tweets at us, heads up, drafting Green Bay is in 2 years, not next year. Where is next year's? Don't tell me it's like L.A. or something like that again.
No.
Where is the NFL draft next year? Does anybody know? Cleveland.
Yeah?
Cleveland.
Okay.
If I'm remembering correctly.
No, it's in Detroit.
Never mind, I'm wrong. Why did I think Cleveland?
We didn't mention that, whether it's next year or whatever, and this is, like, the Packers have been building for this for years.
Yeah, the whole Lombardi,
like, they wanted the draft for a long time, like, and they realized that they physically couldn't do it. So, like, that says, like, to your point, like, they had to create places to house people.
Yeah.
And to have, like, that's how big this event has. Like, they can have a football game, but they couldn't have a four-day weekend party around the draft.
Right.
They've been building, making hotel rooms and whatnot to be able to get people to do this, and now they're getting it.
Yeah, good for them. Curtis tweets in, good morning, guys. I'm trashing TikTok, and my 14-year-old who decided that she decided to make a TikTok at 10:30 p.m. and woke me up, and I couldn't go back to sleep. Sounds like a you
this
problem, Curtis.
Must be garbage time.
I'm on TikTok now, by the way.
Dixieland Dan says, I'm trashing whoever is running the highlights, but... JC, tell him to turn the volume down. The Nugget sound bite was just blew out my eardrums.
That's just offensive.
I that is not on our end. It all sounded normal to me. Johnny D, this Thursday night flex scheme has Stan Kroenke written all over it, just like the Soccer Super League plan. Terrible, disconnected, and completely without regard of the average person. Hashtag trash him.
Luke, it's the trash compactor.
Bouncing Baby Boy tweets in, I'm trashing you guys. The show is all over the place. Nobody seems to have a clue. We can hear you talking behind the opens and just makes for a bad look. Hashtag figure it out. Hashtag didn't you go to school for this? Hashtag when DA is out, the boys can't play.
Hefty, hefty, hefty.
Now, hey, thanks for listening.
I'm going to push back on that for a second. Don't get me wrong. We do get a little zany. I part of my shtick, I guess, is zaniness. But I think this show has actually been more on the rails than others. Now, we did the whole bit about restarting the Open earlier. Guys, that was a bit.
Right. We talked about, I talked under the Open on purpose. That was not accidental that you heard us.
We didn't actually need the Open replayed again. It was a joke that I was playing Canadian Bacon. Some people take this stuff way too seriously.
Oh, that was a joke? Oh, ha, ha, ha.
Me and Bogus laughed. I don't care if you didn't. And guess what? The kid in Tuscaloosa laughed too.
And as long as he's laughing, that's all that matters, Pete. You know that.
That's right.
Yes. Josh tweets in, I'm going to trash the deer that crossed the road in front of my tractor trailer, then crossed again as I was slamming the brakes. Deer is still alive and dumb. Birds have nothing on the stupidity of deer.
Totally gross, dude.
And Citrus Thorn, because he, and I like Citrus Thorn, doesn't have a clue. I thought you said 28 days in advance for flexing. That's basically a month's notice to make a minor change in plans. Citrus Thorne's got this all wrong. If you are a single dude, nobody to worry about, that's not a minor change of plans. If you're bringing four family members to a game or planned a road trip, and you have unlimited funds where the airline's going to charge you up the wazoo to change your flight, good for you. I mean, that's just not reality. You're not living in reality. And by the way, we're not even factoring in you want to bring your kids to a game. What if Thursday night happens to be, you know, the kids' chorus concert or whatever, and then you can't get to the game? Then what? And then what if you don't get the, because all the ticket holders are selling games to a Thursday night, you paid $600 total for four tickets. What if now you're only getting $400 back on the market? Now you're down $200. Citrus Thorne, I'm sorry, you're just dead wrong.
And the NFL couldn't care less.
You're dead wrong. You're not living in a world that many of us are living.
Right. You haven't changed a flight or a hotel reservation or anything like that.
You're dead wrong. It's just not right. It's not right. All right, we come back. We're Stunner News Plus. Would you buy rain from a Taylor Swift concert? It's the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Laughter is the only medicine. The DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
So over the weekend, Taylor Swift's concert tour continued on. Went to Gillette. Mac Jones up in a box with his girlfriend, Bogues. And it downpoured here in the Northeast, as you heard EJ talk about with his girlfriend running the half marathon. So up in Boston, Taylor Swift.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Formed in just a driving rainstorm. And, by the way, sucks because all these people that have problems getting tickets, they finally get tickets, paid an exorbitant amount of money. They end up going, look, Chance you're on is an outdoor stadium, which is why I kind of believe every new football stadium should be retractable roofed. But anyway, the rain downpours. It was Friday, EJ? You said?
No, I was just saying I agree with you.
Oh, agree. I really believe every stadium should be retractable roof, with the caveat being you don't always have to close it at 50 degrees. But anyway, fans stood outside, and Taylor Swift had, you know, I guess a memorable night performing in the rain. Now, this ends up being a joke, thankfully, but there was like kind of a joke post that a fan was selling $250 worth, you know, charging $250 for rain in a container. Now, it is a joke, but it dawned on me. Should it be? Because we've seen a lot of stupid things sold. And specifically when it comes to this concert tour that everybody's going nuts for. I saw Ross Tucker even went to the show in Philly. So you mentioned, Bogues, there are people who drove to Lincoln Financial Field and sat outside the parking lot just to hear the music.
It was incredible. It was like, I think they said 10,000 extra people just in the parking lot outside. You can hear the show and they're out there bopping, singing along.
Yeah. Now, we know, Bogues, living where we live, Jones Beach Amphitheater, people take boats and don't have tickets to shows and they sit outside the amphitheater. A little different.
Yeah.
But to the Taylor Swift, people are doing this. But the reason I say this is, that show will be iconically remembered in New England history. Taylor Swift performed in the driving rainstorm. Like, that actually will be a memorable, like, if Gillette is open 50 years, you'll look back at all the Brady moments and be like, this is like a famous concert moment.
Yeah, you want my Dave Matthews story or no?
Hold on. Okay. Let me finish the take. We'll get your Dave Matthews story.
Thanks.
$250 for rain that was done there. Now, the reason it's got to be fake is who showed up with containers saying, this is what I'm going to do here, collect this rain. But in reality, I could see that being like a memorable thing to keep on a mantle. Hey, did you see this little, you know, water that went in there? Now, I guess it could evaporate in the container, so that would be stupid. Does rain evaporate if it's in a tightly sealed container?
I mean, does your Poland spring water evaporate?
I'm talking about after years and years and years.
My question remains.
I don't know. Maybe not.
It doesn't.
Well, I mean, people could have, logically, people could have taken their water bottles,
yeah,
had them open,
but,
and then closed them, and then said, hey, this is rain from the Taylor Swift concert.
The argument would be, how do you really know it's that?
Right, because at least if you buy dirt from Shea Stadium, right, it's like authorized by the MLB, whatever. So...
But I've seen dumber things sold, is what I'm going
to
say.
Yeah, we've talked about it during Stunned. Women selling their farts to perverts.
Yeah.
I mean, like, these things exist. I wouldn't be surprised if people actually paid money for Taylor Swift rain.
Hmm. I could see it, too. Now, what's your Dave Matthews story?
So this is at Giant Stadium, the old Giant Stadium, one of the first Dave shows I went to. As they hit the encore, they're playing one of the most famous songs, Two-Step, it starts to pour. And... the lightning and the thunder somehow seem to sync with the song. It's one of the most famous. Well, but you said it's Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
This, if you like, search top Dave Matthews band concert moments.
And you were at this one?
Yeah.
That is cool. Okay. I can't kill everything.
Now, does that song, Fight by Dave Matthews, sound different from the 11 other ones on the album?
So surprisingly, they do. Yeah.
It doesn't.
Yeah. And again, you want to go through the logic of your statement?
No.
You'd have to listen to
there
make
we go.
It.
I don't.
Okay.
I don't care.
Now,
I saw Bon Jovi in a rainstorm at Giant Stadium.
There you go.
Rainstorm concerts are actually are pretty cool.
One year I went to Chesney and the lightning came and they had us huddled in MetLife in the whatever they call
it. Yeah, I've been evacuated from Jones Beach because of storms. That's not fun. When they stop the show because they get inside because of the lightning. That's not cool.
No, thanks. I have a very important trash to read because it's something that comes up almost every year around this time, and I don't care. I'm going to fight you on this. And it's actually a listener I really, really, really genuinely like my interactions with, and that's Carlo with a K. I'm trashing Sean for your comment about teachers having the summer off. You have no idea what energy and effort we put into our lessons, our students, and our classrooms. We put in tons of overtime, and we work over the summer preparing for next year. The awkward silence that followed your comment was awful, so I'm trashing the rest of the guys on the show, too. No one stood up for an entire group of people who you all have had in your lives. I don't go around trashing you or other jobs. Now, personal people trash the job I do every day.
How has this tweet lasted this long?
So multiple tweets. So don't trash teachers. Hashtag you stink. Hashtag take yourself out. All right, trash them.
Charlie Sheen just dumped that on the set of Men at Work.
Bogus responded with, it's not the first time he said it. We won't dignify it with a response.
Correct.
She responded, I get that, but he must think it's okay to say that. Thanks for your insight.
It's not.
Here's the thing.
He does.
It is okay to say it. And I'm going to explain something to you. I have a ton of teachers in my life that are family members, cousins, everything. And I argue with this them to their face, so I feel pretty comfortable. There are a lot of difficult jobs in life, and teachers are absolutely one of them. Absolutely one of them. Bunch of booger picking kids running around a classroom.
You.
You know, then you got a grade when you go home. It's a pain in the ass being a teacher. I completely get that. You know what else is a pain in the ass? Waking up at 4 in the morning and showing up with a jackhammer into the street to fill potholes or doing overnight construction.
Oh, thank God you switched it. I thought you were going to say waking up at 4 to come here to a radio show and be home by 10:30.
Being a fireman running in, running out with people. Being a police officer. I'm not going to say being a sports radio host is a hard job, but there are a lot of hard jobs. How about those in the military that have to leave their family for a year for their job, come back with the money they have? There are a lot of hard jobs in this world. Teachers are a hard job. You know what those other hard jobs don't have? 3 straight months off in the summertime. Now, you will come back at me and talk about pay. I'm going to play every argument back at me. Some places in this country, including Long Island, teachers get paid pretty fairly well. You will come back at me and you will say a lot of teachers take jobs on in the summer. And for those teachers, I clap my hands and I applaud. You are not the teacher I'm talking about. But there are plenty of teachers who go, yes, now I get my 3 months off, and then want to tell you all year long how stressed they are at work and how hard their job is. Yeah, you don't have the only hard job in America, but the payoff is you have the 3 months off. And don't tell me that the 3 months is like that. So why doesn't every job get 3 months off? It's the way the school year works. And we've all had these guys we went to high school with or women we went to high school with. When they go to college, what are you going to school for? I'm going to be a teacher. And what is the main reason they go to school to be a teacher? Because they get 3 months off every year. Because they want to skirt by and get 3 months off.
Or they want to help kids.
Look, and I get it. Being a teacher, a pain in the butt is helping kids. I have seen teachers in my life going, why do some parents feel like we're just a daycare? You're not just a daycare, but also, newsflash, kind of part of your job, too, is to make sure the kids are watched every day while they are learning. And I am so happy that all of, you know, my kids will learn from great teachers one day. But when I trash teachers for the summer's off thing, I'm only trashing the teachers that like to complain about their jobs. Because the caveat is most of you took the job to have 3 months off and you get it off 3 months every year. You are not above a firefighter running into a building, a cop getting shot at, a military officer leaving his family for a year, the construction guy that's getting no sleep, taking extra overtime to get ends meet. Life sucks and we all have hard jobs. You being a teacher doesn't make your job any harder than any of these. If you don't complain and you work during the summer too, this trash wasn't about you. But I've had it with teachers complaining more than anybody else while they cash in and put their feet in the sand for 3 months. Sorry. I'm not going to feel bad. And I know nobody's going to agree with me, and that's fine.
We don't.
And that's fine. Yeah, when my cousin's at a teacher's, the school year was tough. I can't wait for these 3 months off. Oh, yeah, it must be nice. Must be nice to have those 3 months off.
So the teacher...
Not to mention, by the way, Christmas break, winter break. They get a break every 2 months.
So the teacher that says they have a tougher job than a firefighter probably deserves to be trashed. But your argument seems to be because they're off on the summer, they're not allowed to complain at all. And that's not something I can get behind.
Correct.
My point is a teacher above any other job in America almost has the biggest caveat cherry on top to the payoff to your hard work that other people doing hard jobs aren't. And there are a lot of... Look, again, it's a broad brush. Carla with a K may have never complained about being a teacher in her life, so she's kind of defending the teachers. I see it on Facebook all the time. What a brutal school year, man. Nobody knows how hard we have it. Hey, who's ready to go to the beach on Monday? I mean, I'm sorry. By the way, I get a feeling Boyle kind of agrees with me the way he's looking at me.
No comment from me. I'm not going to...
So there you go. He agrees. God.
Cough out.
He agrees. EJ, do you have any agreement?
No, not at all. I think you're wilding right
Get
now.
Get lost. I understand Pete's holding it. His wife's a teacher.
His wife's a teacher, so he will always defend teachers.
No.
Bridget, just so you know, Pete agreed with me before he married
you. I did not agree with you. I don't agree with anything you say. All right? The whole thing is these teachers are responsible for educating children and developing their minds for the future.
Sure.
So leave them alone.
That's fine. I do leave them alone. And they get left alone for three months.
And kids suck, and parents suck, and principals suck, and
life
budgets
suck. Newsflash, life sucks.
Yeah.
All right. Now what do we got,
Tom, you leaving today, 10?
I work two jobs Sunday.
I will say this. Yeah, if it wasn't for teachers, what are you learning? What are you learning? What are you growing up? You're learning...
I might be the prime example. Some teachers don't matter. Look at me.
I'm trashing Morales' teachers.
But that's on your fault. That's on you.
I'm one of the biggest morons on the planet.
Yeah.
And I'm employed.
So you're saying it's teachers' fault that now you're on the air saying that
I'm
teachers
I'm just saying,
aren't...
if I could graduate high school and college, how important would teachers...
Yeah, no, please keep digging yourself a bigger hole.
Yeah.
All right, what do you got?
Wait, one last thing, and it's fair to point out, and it comes from our good friend Foxy, ahead of his Bob's Bar show.
Which he will be playing the bagpipes at, by the
way.
Yes,
he's playing Happy Birthday.
If you want a reason to come.
Again?
No, he's playing Auld Lang Syne.
Right, Auld Lang Syne. He does point out, and facts are facts, it's not really, at least in these parts, it's not 3 months off. It's more like two. Schools around here go to the end of June.
Okay.
You go back the end of August to get prepped for the beginning of September. It's 2 months off.
Let me ask you something, folks.
Yeah.
How many days vacation you get here?
I get 20 days. What is that?
That adds up to four weeks.
Yeah.
So teachers get 8 weeks, and then they get winter break, holiday break, spring break.
And guess what?
All their random other days off that are holidays during the fall.
But Sean, you understand that they're not just doing no work during Thanksgiving break or no work during
Christmas
break.
Well, if you want to green papers at night, Sean doesn't know what teachers do.
Giving out assignments, they're giving out big projects, and then they're taking that time to grade those assignments.
Yeah, spending their money to make their classroom better because there's not any money to actually do it from the school.
I got plenty of teachers in my life. If you know how to structure and organize your work well, you're not spending that much time on your day off.
So again,
it's ridiculous.
You can be mad at individual people, but you're painting with a broad brush that becomes unfair.
It's a very broad brush.
Yeah. So here's the broad brush. I'm trashing teachers that complain about their job. How about that?
You're trashing crappy people that have bad arguments.
Yes, exactly. And that's not Carlo with a K. But if you didn't pick up on that, that's a you problem.
No, I think that's a you problem.
All right, what do we got, Pat?
All right, the Denver Nuggets are going to the NBA Finals for the first time in franchise history and doing so in dominant fashion. They finished off LeBron James and the Lakers last night with a sweep, winning Game 4, 113-111. L.A. blew a 15-point halftime lead at home, had to come back late and almost did, but Jamal Murray and Aaron Gordon combined to shut down LeBron's potential game-tying layup at the buzzer. Now, all things considered, pretty great season overall for the Lakers. Remember, they missed the playoffs last year, went 33-49, and this year they were a disaster early on as well. They started 2-10. Russell Westbrook was the scapegoat, but it was a horrendous team. So Rob Pelinka saved the season with the deals at the trade deadline when they brought in Jared Vanderbilt and D'Angelo Russell. Even then, they were 13th in the West in February, so it was a pretty unexpected run to the conference finals. Anthony Davis had 21 points and 14 rebounds in the loss. He summed up the roller coaster of a year.
I mean, obviously, we know where we started beginning of the year and where we got to, but that definitely wasn't the end goal for us.
But yeah, I don't want to be the clown as the guy in the media who makes everything about the Lakers. So incredible season for the Nuggets continues. Nikola Jokic named Western Conference Finals MVP after he finished the series with another triple-double, 30 points, 14 boards, 13 dimes. Jamal Murray chipped in with 25. Aaron Gordon hurt the Lakers for leaving him open many times from deep. He had 22. Nuggets wait until June 1st for Game 1 of the NBA Finals, but we could have the matchup decided tonight. Game 4 in South Beach in the East Finals at 8:30 Eastern. Heat trying to finish off the sweep of the Celtics. Over to the Stanley Cup playoffs. One game last night. It was Game 3 of the Eastern Conference Finals in Sunrise, and the Florida Panthers have been the cat's meow so far this postseason.
Calm down, Pat. You got bacon tomorrow.
I know. Even though the format has changed again, the Panthers had the least amount of points by any team in the playoffs, so they are technically the 8th seed. Hopefully I have that many seeds and that they are making me proud and everything is said and done. Hopefully you're a fan of monogamy, because there was only one guy who scored last night. Second period on the power play, the home crowd felt their pulses racing as Sam Reinhart got the blood pumping in the building.
Near point, Montour down here on the near side, then down behind the net. Bennett off to the near corner, Kachuk. Kachuk in front, Reinhart a shot, top shelf, he scores! A power play goal! Sam Reinhart just under the crossbar, and the Panthers strike first!
Panthers radio the call, Sam Reinhart with some cardio before he lit the lamp. After the game, Hurricanes head coach trying to be a lightning rod for his team. Rod Brindamore talking about all the metal they hit.
Felt like we hit a couple posts tonight. It's there for us. It's just we gotta find a way to put it in. I think we had one power play maybe.
Yeah, Hurricanes looking at the eye of the storm and Sunrise tomorrow night.
This seems like a lot for one hockey game in an update.
I like it though.
I'm doing the update.
Mm. Okay.
For all our teachers out there.
Hurricanes looking at the eye of the storm and Sunrise tomorrow night in Game 4. They'll have to win to avoid the sweep. Over to baseball. The Angels can't seem to make the playoffs with Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani, but maybe former Phillies first overall pick Mickey Moniak can change that. His go-ahead home run in the 8th inning propelled the Angels to a 2-1 win over the Red Sox last night in Anaheim. And Will Brennan of the Cleveland Guardians is a murderer. Well... unintentionally. It was a long time since Randy Johnson.
Manslaughter.
Yeah, a long time since Randy Johnson obliterated a bird with a fastball, but now for the second time in a week, we had bird ball. Brennan hit a hard ground ball through the left side of the infield during the Guardians White Sox game yesterday, only it left some feathers behind. The hit was clocked at 100 miles per hour off the bat. It killed a bird who was wandering on the infield dirt. They had to call time and shovel the remnants of the foul off the field. Guardians beat the White Sox 3-0. Brennan issued an apology on Twitter afterwards, writing, quote, "I truly am sorry at PETA and bird enthusiasts, an unfortunate sacrifice." Last week, Arizona Diamondbacks pitcher Zach Gallen unintentionally struck and killed a bird while warming up in the outfield before a game against the A's. Finally, some NFL news this morning from Adam Schefter. Chargers running back Austin Ekeler requested a trade earlier this offseason. Now he's staying with an amended contract. The Chargers have added close to $2 million in incentives to his contract for this season. Ekeler, at this point, will still be a free agent after the year, but perhaps the two sides could work out a long-term deal before then. And finally, you guys just touched on this last hour. The NFL approved flexing a limited number of late-season Thursday night football games on Amazon Prime. In a resolution approved by NFL owners Monday, it passed with the approval votes from 24 owners, the minimum required to enact the new rule, and it'll be in effect on a trial basis for the 2023 season only. And now, let's get stunned.
Let's go!
It doesn't take much to surprise this bouncing baby boy.
This is honestly the most stunned I have ever been on the show to a news.
The DA show is stunned to a news.
Is that so?
Yeah, so basically we got another Aaron Rodgers isolation retreat thing going on here. Joseph DeTurri, 55-year-old professor at the University of South Florida, broke the world record for longest time living underwater. And he plans to stay put for an extra couple of weeks. The Aquanut, as they like to call him, has been lodging 30 feet below in a lagoon in Key Largo, Florida, for 84 days as of today. That surpassed the previous record of 73. Despite the world record, his personal goal is to stay underwater until day 100, which would be June 9th, as part of a research project to how the human body responds to living under extreme pressure.
What?
Yeah, he lives in a 100-square-foot bunker the size of two king beds at Jules' Undersea Lodge. It includes a sleeping area, a living room, and a small kitchen with a coffee machine, microwave, and lots of frozen food. But I said this is like an Aaron Rodgers isolation retreat thing because the guy's a fraud. He said he wakes in the morning, does his workout, and then goes and watches the sunrise. So basically comes above water, swims and watches the sunrise.
Oh, he could get out and back in?
Yeah, and then on his way home from work, he stops at the bridge, which is right by the underwater lagoon, and watches the sunset and then goes back underwater.
Oh, so he's still going about his day in real life. It's not the whole pressure. He's just sleeping down there and working out in the morning.
But apparently he's teaching classes virtually. I don't know how the Wi-Fi, they got a Wi-Fi set up down there.
Oh, that's a terrible. So he can stop at Burger King on the way home. He doesn't need the microwave frozen foods.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Again, maybe his only path out of the underwater bunker is to go swim to the nearby bridge and watch the sunrise and sunset, but he is not staying in that underwater bunker all 24 hours.
So it must be like a spaceship, right, where they have like two doors, right? The first door to get in, you let the water out. I don't know. This is stupid. You shouldn't deserve the world record. You got to stay put and don't see civilization for the 100 days.
And all the quotes from this guy, he's like, oh, I hope I inspired future generations to come.
No. No. Teachers work harder than this guy.
He is a teacher.
Oh.
He's a professor.
Oh. Ah, you see? He's got all the time in the world to live underwater.
So we got to dig more into this. I don't think he's getting out every day. I think the quote about the sun dates back to March, and he's describing the kind of person he is.
Oh.
That's not what his day is.
Boy.
He's in this thing all the time.
So I botched it.
Boy. Yeah.
But he said, I do my workout and then I stop at the bridge and watch the sunset.
Right, but the whole quote is, and this again is from
the bridge
March.
Might be a part of the.
No, he's talking about like, I'm a creature of the sun, right? So I wake in the morning, I go from my workout and I go watch the sunrise. Then on my way home from work, I stop at the bridge and I watch the sunset. So I'm probably going to just chase that sun. It's a metaphor. He's not breaking down his daily routine.
So he's not a fraud. He's in there the whole time.
That's why he's teaching virtually.
No Burger King.
Because he's in the thing.
Well, okay, but why is he talking about... Whatever. The quote, very misleading then.
But that's also why it's the last paragraph of the...
Man.
I'm a very thorough reader.
I know.
All right, well, so he's staying in the entire time then? I guess that makes it kind of impressive.
All right, well, that'll do it for stunned. Pete, how many oinks for this
teachers.
Update?
Mm.
That's a...
How could you give four oinks to an update that he got the entire stun story wrong?
That's where he lost his points.
How was the hockey part of the update?
I thought that was actually very good. I like the creativity.
It was the cat's meow.
Yeah.
Would that have been a five on its own?
It would have been if you didn't screw up stunned.
You guys are incredible. Yeah, I mean, I know what you're doing. I know what you're doing.
We have stunned today? Not stunned. I mean, do we have Canadian bacon today?
9:20.
Oh, okay.
With whom? EJ?
EJ, can you tell the audience last night before I get killed?
Yes.
Did I ask you to do Canadian bacon, or if you were interested in doing Canadian bacon?
Yes, he did. So, yes, it was a question to me, because I asked him, hey, is Canadian bacon tomorrow? Because I have not been on DA show in a while. And he said, yes. Do you want to do it, or I can do it? And I, because I am a coward, apparently, I ducked the smoke. Because I know how talented the great Sean Marash and Pat Boyle are at that. And I thought maybe it would be better for the show if they do it.
So before anybody calls me a puck hog, you heard it from EJ. More on the DA show when we come back next. Thanks, EJ. DA show, CBS Sports Radio. All right, the DA show on CBS Sports Radio. Mike Vorkunov is going to come up your way next. We do a little NBA, touch on both finals, the future of LeBron still to come. Couple tweets still coming in at Mraz CBS, at Andrew Bogish. Vincent tweets in, biggest issue with Mraz's arguments, he ignores the facts that teachers are underpaid because he knows a few teachers in an expensive place to live, they get paid an average salary. Now, he's right about that. Depending on where you live, teachers might be underpaid. I agree with that. Look, I'm sorry, I'm speaking from where I am, where it's near a beach and that's what everybody does. Mariana tweets in, trash moving, it brings out the worst in everyone. I'm not even the one moving. Trying to help a passive-aggressive schmaltzy pack rat and her grumpy, pragmatic, short-tempered other half. There are not enough booskies involved. Mariana, good luck there.
Hefty, hefty, hefty.
Cigar-smoking dude, I'm trashing Bogish. Mraz is a cosmic force that transcends all boundaries. Learn to appreciate that force and take it
cosmic.
With you.
Cosmic.
Woo. Citrus Thorn, I know teachers also. Parents and parents alone are responsible for developing what they learn going into the future. Teachers barely work throughout the year.
There it is.
They need to teach reading, writing, arithmetic, and be lucky for all the time they owe off. Now, I'm not going to go that.
That's
that
your guy. No. You can't back
Dan
away from
tweets
that.
In,
you can't back away from
that. Trash the teachers also. The only people that teachers interact with who have to work during the summer are the bartenders they have that start from noon to 3.
Get lost.
Wow, I'm getting a lot of people agreeing with me. It's one of those things I hate the people agreeing with me.
Have fun.
All right, we come back. Mike Vorkunov, NBA playoffs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.